It's time to dream. It's time to dream. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. It's time to dream. I enjoyed listening to Ingeborg a few moments ago, as Ingeborg was referring to an ancient lady in her world who 20 years ago did something. And I thought to myself, 20 years ago, that's yesterday. That's yesterday. I mean, 20 years ago, well, my goodness, that's just yesterday. And but that's okay. I like that her being young and living is getting closer to the now. And so, what's our title of our talk here?
I like to dream.
Just checking to see if you remember. I like to dream. Now, what is it that Ingeborg is dreaming about? When she was telling her story of her friend who 20 years ago drove her Mercedes through the Ukraine and so forth, and into Russia and what have you, and she went through all the potholed roads that they had and came back very adequate, it reminds me of somebody else, the Agabuas. The Agabuas of Africa, Nigeria, they drive two or three Mercedes, and they drive, I mean, all over the countryside, and they sometimes go through three or four tires on one trip because the road is so filled with potholes. But they've grown up. They've wised up, and it's amazing. Because they decided to live in the now, and Sam Agabua is an exquisite man, but he doesn't really like to concentrate too much on driving. He'd rather have someone else do it, and I don't blame him. So what he does when he takes a trip to the airport or anywhere at all, he hires a chauffeur to drive him. One of the young men in the area who's a chauffeur, he has him drive him around and take him everywhere. As he picked me up at the airport, he had his chauffeur along. A fine young man who was very exquisite at driving, who drove so beautifully, he didn't hit one pothole. Now you see, it can be done. It can be done when you are willing to be dreaming, to imagine. Now, did that chauffeur think he was going to hit pothole? No. He thought, there's no potholes where I drive. I mean, he really knows our philosophy very well. There's no potholes where I drive. And he didn't hit any potholes. Now, that's not amazing, but it's just conditioned. We live in the now, and we say, my road before me is free and open and clear, and all is in divine order. And then we flow with it. We flow with it. When I get in my car, I surround myself with my pure white light of love. And then I take my pure white light of love and I surround the car and its ways and its paths. And I say, what do I say, Ellen?
My path is free and open and all my ways are pleasantness.
I surround my car with my pure white light of love. And all my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. And the way before me is open. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. I have to wake up that pure white light of love in me. Because that's what not seeing the potholes. It's seeing the road clear. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. And I surround my car with my pure white light of love. And all its ways are peace. And all its paths are pleasantness, and the road is open before us. So I'm driving down the road, and there's some slow pokes along there. They just pull to the right and let me go by. It's just the neatest thing when you do this. And the same thing is true. I go in town. This is an old hat, of course. And I say, my perfect parking place is right there. And you drive right in front of where you're going, and pop, you park. Now, you say, well, I like to park way over here because it gives me a chance to walk a little bit. Well, hey, walk all you like, but park right next to the door. Because when you park right next to the door, you carry your things out and put it in. And then you can go into some other stores. And if you want, you can walk around the building a couple times, you know. Or you can walk across the parking lot and come back. But the thing is, you want to be master of your imagination. Master of your visualization. Master of yourself. So, when we are master of ourselves, what do? We put the cause in motion for that which we want to experience. And what we want to experience is, I drive freely and clearly. Now, Martino is driving the golf cart. And Martino did not have my instructions. Now, Jerome and Sabrina had my instructions. And I told Jerome and Sabrina, this is a privilege for you to drive this golf cart. Now, I want you to drive this golf cart on the level for 2 or 3 days. Go back and forth and hither and yon and round, but on the level, only on the level. And then, when you're ready, we will take you up the hills. Now, when you drive on the hill like this, you're unstable. And if you get too close to the edge, you're unstable. Always be in charge. And when you put on the brakes on our dirt road, you may skid if you're going too fast. So you want to take your foot off the gas, and then it'll slow down by itself. And then when you put on the brakes, it'll stop nice and easy. Now, I haven't given Martino the opportunity to know those things because he is such a genius. But that is what we do. We first go learning the rules, and then we apply them. And Jerome and Sabrina are what kind of drivers?
Super drivers.
They're super drivers. Really beautiful. They respect the road. They respect the car. But they go every place. They go every place. They do everything. They're up and down, here and there and everywhere. And they're wonderful. But they respect it. And how old were they?
90.
They're 9, 10, 11 years old. That's a good time to start, you know? Ooh, wouldn't you love to start driving at that age? Wow. But they did a good job. I have had other drivers that age who had other people instructing them, and they didn't do the ramp. They started up with the wheels turning toward the fence. Straighten out your wheels. And their father and mother didn't tell them to do that. But you see, that's training. Now, use your imagination in all things. If you're driving a golf cart, use your imagination. If you're driving a pickup truck, use your imagination. If you're driving a Mercedes, use your imagination. And that's the fun of it. That's the fun of it. I think that European children have not had the fun of driving that American children have had, because American children are all lustily after driving as one of the greatest things in the world. And perhaps it's because we're so far apart from everything. We need a vehicle to get around in. And in Europe, it's a little closer together. But in any event, dream your dream. Follow your imagination. Realize that if you see a road free of potholes, it's going to be free of potholes. If you see a road filled with potholes, you can be sure you'll hit them more often than not. Dream your dream. Have your imagination, but be in charge. And say to yourself, I am the pure white light of love. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace, and all my paths are pleasantness. And then for your vehicle, for your motorcycle, for your car, for your truck, whatever you're driving, you say, I am the pure white light of love. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace, all my paths are pleasantness. I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace, and all its paths are pleasantness, and the way is open before me. And happy journeying. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
You.